I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Indonesia has approved sweeping changes to the penal code. The United Nations says the code could threaten basic freedoms. Bruce Allen with FMI says it forbids insulting the president or state authorities. Most worrying, though, the code upholds unwritten local rules and customs. For instance, women in some areas could be prosecuted for not wearing a hijab. Ask God to give Indonesia's believers wisdom and strength, and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And Tunisia's home to a small church with believers coming from Muslim backgrounds. They don't typically face violence for their faith, but many live as pariahs among their families and communities. And on top of that, it can be difficult for the church to grow. We spoke with a Tunisian believer who lives outside the country, and he says Tunisian Christians often face a lack of unity, split into many small denominational groups. So ask God to bring unity and growth to the church in Tunisia. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.